one of the great teachers who is considered enlightened, an arhant, is Lumpu Khao. And you know, walking meditation was his preferred mode of practice. And he would do his day would be, I'd say, late after the meal, he would do about 3 hours walking meditation. And then he'd have a bit of rest during the midday. Then he'd do 3 hours of walking meditation. And then it'd be late afternoon, he'd have a shower, have some tea, whatever, have a bit of a break. Then he'd do 3 hours of walking meditation. Then he'd start sitting. So then it would, he was considered by everybody a great teacher, a great meditator. And his well, we'll get a bit woo-woo here. But his after his cremation, then his, as happens sometimes as with these great beings, is their bones will turn into relics, and Lumpu Khao's relics were the most incredible colors, like amethyst, and very purpley and clear. Incredibly beautiful. Just this tray of these jewel, gem-like relics. We were given one. I'd seen pictures of his relics, and then we were actually given one years ago. It's in the back of the Buddha image, up at the the ordination platform at Baigiri. He's a exceptional practitioner. There's also a nice story of him recounting his kind of appreciation of the place where he got enlightened. And it was up in the mountains of Chiang Mai, it was a cause of tremendous gratitude, because what started his, I mean, he was practicing very diligently, but then what started the chain of reflection that led to his awakening was reflecting around just the nature of rice and just growing from something so small and then turning into something that was supported everything. And then he was leaving, and the place was just a very humble little shelter, really, up in the hills of Chiang Mai, and probably just bamboo and thatch, so very. Incredibly simple, but he said, reflecting on that simplicity of it and the gratitude he felt to his place and the generosity of the lay people who offered to support him, He really got a feeling for why the Bodhi tree, why the Buddha had such appreciation, and why the Bodhi tree is turned into a pilgrimage site. It's just this something simple, but because of its being a place of awakening, then it takes on this constellation of feelings and meanings of gratitude and appreciation, and that's a very beautiful story.